Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojak with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Tina with Warrior Nation. Welcome, Tina.
Hello. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming in today. So tell me a little bit about Warrior Nation, how you got started, just the general background about y'all.
Okay. So I originally had a gym in Oklahoma for 6 years. Love cheer. Decided that when they were changing the rules that I was going to take a break and I was going to start judging so I would learn the new rules and just be an overall better coach. I did that, but I missed cheer tremendously. And then the Waxahachie gym became available and I have a lot of friends in the industry. So they convinced me after 3 months to come look at it. Of course, I fell in love with it, you know, because I was already missing it. My family committed, and then my daughter changed her mind, decided that she was going to graduate in Oklahoma. So I have been commuting back and forth from Oklahoma to Texas, well, Waxahachie, okay, 4.5 hours to commit to these kids and do what I love.
Wow, that is a strong commitment. So what about Warrior Nation and cheer? Like, where did this love come from? Like, is it something you've done all the, your whole career, your whole life? Where did this love come from?
So I did it many years ago, many moons ago. not competitively, but we lived in a small, tiny little town, and I already owned a 24-hour gym. I used to be a personal trainer. So I had the space, and then when my daughter was growing up and she was doing cheer, she was like, this is a cakewalk, Mom. I need something more. Wow. And so I was like, all right, let's do it. And that's how it was born. And actually, I used to have way more. So I had dance and martial arts, everything in there. And of course, that is a whole thing in itself. But so when I started to grow, I gave that stuff up and just stuck with cheer.
So at Warrior Nation, there's cheer, tumbling.
And tumbling, yes.
So what are the ages? How do people get started with y'all?
So we start at 4 and
little babies.
Yes. So we have a little show team too. So if they actually want to go with the big girls and have their own little routine, they can do that in the fall. Wow. So that's fixing to come up.
Yes.
But we start at 4 in general with tumbling, just teaching them basics, cartwheels, rolls, back rolls, getting that flexibility because it's harder, you know, when you're older to get that back. So we prefer them come in small so we can train them, but we'll train anybody, but it's 4 to 19.
Wow. And so is this something that they come in after school? Do y'all meet during the school day for homeschool? Like, how does that work in y'all's world?
So we can do homeschool groups. I've had a couple reach out to me, and we definitely do that stuff too. I have not yet, but I'm very open to it. That would be great. But it is right after school, and we start around 5 so people can get off school, get home, get a snack, whatever, and come in and do our thing.
So they don't want to do competitive. I'm assuming you offer just like tumbling, basics. How does that work as well? Is it one line and then another line? Does that make sense of what I'm trying to ask here?
So it's an hour.
Yes.
And we do the classes side by side. We have 2 floors or 1.5. And so we space the different classes out. But you can absolutely just do tumbling.
Yeah. What is something that in the cheer world that people might have a misunderstanding about, that they might think like, this might not be for me, but in all reality, it gives you good discipline, good practice, good stretching. I mean, the cheerleading world goes a lot farther than just putting on lipstick and dancing on a stage, so to say. Like,
it's a very, very competitive sport.
Yes.
So I tell people it's like UIL, right? You're going against different schools doing the same thing that you are. It's the same thing, except for it's sometimes out of the country, people come in. If you make it to All-Star World or you make it to World, then, you know, you're going against people that are out of the country and don't speak English very well. And that's really cool. So that's an experience in itself if you make it that far. And for me, that's the goal. But some gyms just like it small and do the tumbling and do a few and then they're done. I'm a very competitive person since I've been doing this for a long time. I want to go in, all in. But we train you. So if you don't know what you're good at, we figure out what that is and we push you to go as far as you can. So you never get these years back and you always look back on them and you get scouted. So once you turn 16, I get to put your name in this database, uh-huh. and scouts look at you when we go to competition.
My daughter, colleges, I'm assuming, yes.
Yes. So my daughter just actually, you know, who cheered with me all these mm-hmm. years, just got a full ride to Louisiana.
That's
McNeese.
Wonderful. Yes.
Stunt. Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, that's...
And she's not a tumbler either. She's a stunter. Like, she can do a back tuck and up to a back tuck. That's it.
Wow. So, I mean, it's all ages, all demographics.
Abilities.
All abilities, uh-huh. everything. That's wonderful.
They have cheer abilities, teams, you know, to have fun for... Mm-hmm. They have it all. So, yeah. Little tinies up to world's teams. So.
Yes. And at Warrior Nation, I know you've got some accolades. Do you want to share what you have won and... Where you're going this year?
So we are 24 national champions.
That's a big number.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. And we are top 10 NCA. Last year with all the debacle that happened, mm-hmm. You know, it shook a lot of people up.
Yes.
But we weren't there that day. Thank goodness they moved us our day. But we were grateful to go and have that experience. Again, that was the first time since we've been here that we went. So I wanted to introduce that to them, mm-hmm. what we want to get to, right?
Correct, yes.
But I'm growing at a fast rate. I just want the community to know that I'm here because I'm not from here. So yeah. Come get to know me.
Of course. Where is your gym located? How can they find you? Where can they come and see you?
3517 South Highway 287, right next to DBAT.
Yes. So right off Highway 77 between Waxahachie and Ennis.
Yes.
So you get both sides.
I do. Actually, I have people from DeSoto mm-hmm. all the way to Rice right now.
That's awesome. And
a
it will continue to grow, I bet, within
yes.
this county. And it's a
Absolutely.
Niche group, and it's wonderful that we have you all here and you're enjoying Waxahachie and you're growing along with
it.
Us.
Yes. Now we're looking for a house, right?
I think we can help you find one here in Waxahachie. I hope you don't have to commute much longer, but we're thankful that you are here and Warrior Nation's here with us.
Thank you.
And so how can they contact you? I know you just said your address, but and if, any questions, if they want to get to know you, get information on your classes or competitive, how can they find that?
WarriorNationInfo@gmail.com or 214-280-8847.
Perfect. And if for some reason you missed that, call the chamber, Waxahachie Chamber, and we will be happy to pass along her information. Thank you so much, Tina, for joining me today. And we look forward to seeing you around our community more.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.